Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
So why am I like this? Why am I like this? Why am I like this?
Now that's Irish singer Orla Gartland there with her single Why Am I Like This, which is absolutely brilliant. She recently told the BBC in an interview that her upcoming sold-out US tour, wait for it, will leave her £40,000 out of pocket. Now when Taylor Swift and Oasis are making millions in ticket sales and Coldplay sold out four nights at Croke Park, it's easy to imagine touring musicians swimming in piles of cash, isn't it? But for many artists like Orla Gartland, touring is becoming less and less viable. Our reporter Una Kelly has been looking into this and is with me now. Una, costs have rocketed for musicians to go on the road in the past few years.
They have, Cormac. I mean, costs are going up across the board in so many aspects of life. But I suppose when you think musicians over the past 15 years or so, since the advent of streaming, are making very little money on their actual music anymore. So many were relying on ticket sales from tours to earn a living. And now things like visa costs, accommodation for the whole crew, petrol for vans, that's all rocketed and more artists are cancelling tours abroad or making a loss on them. Like Orla Gartland there that you mentioned, mm-hmm. She sold out her tour in America. Some venues were even upgraded due to high demand, but still making that loss. Now long established Irish group Clonid said they cancelled their US tour in 2022 due to rising costs. Moya Brennan told me when they went back the following year they just about broke even, and she said that even touring the UK now has become harder. Since Brexit they need more insurance and they're also making less money on merchandise due to duty tax. But it's not just touring abroad is now the issue. Well-known and well-established Irish singer Mary Coughlan told me she's finding it more difficult to tour domestically.
I tour mostly Scandinavia, the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand. Ireland is the most expensive place to, I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but I'm doing gigs for my 40th anniversary this year. And the costs are humongous. The biggest cost for me is accommodation and hotels and stuff like that. It's outrageous trying to get accommodation, even in small hotels in November and December in Ireland and in all parts of Ireland. Like, you know, 200 quid for bed and breakfast in Sligo in December. But it would cost me just to go out on the road, like 1,500 quid, just to go anywhere in Ireland. That even includes going down the road to Galway for a night. That's without getting any money for myself, you know. The cost of the hotel, I swear to God, for the five of us in the band, eats up my profit for one night. My ticket price remains the same, you know, for the past several years, and hotel prices have gone like from maybe 80 quid in Sligo a few years ago to 290 recently, you know.
Have there been any changes since Brexit? Has that impacted touring?
Stop it. It's just outrageous what we have to do now to go to England. You have to do a thing called a carnet, C-A-R-N-E-T. And to do that, you have to put the serial numbers of every instrument, of every microphone, of every amp, everything down on a form. I have to get an accountant in London to sign off on my expenses. If I was starting in the music business today, I don't think I could even bother.
That was singer Mary Coughlan there. Now, she did also point out to me that artists, in her opinion, will prevail as they tend to be. She thinks quite a resilient bunch. I did also find when I was putting this piece together, it can be tricky to find many musicians who want to speak about this. Someone in the industry told me that's because generally musicians prefer to be perceived as positive. So in that spirit, I was speaking to a singer who's developing a positive solution to the issue. That's Anya Duffy, a singer from Cork. She converted an old donkey box into a portable gig venue during the pandemic, and she's now working on converting a bigger van into something that other artists can borrow that would double as a portable venue for small outdoor gigs and as accommodation. She told me why she wanted to do it.
They're struggling for accommodation, and if you have a band of four, you can only imagine how much that is to put people up for a night, let alone everything else. And of course I spoke to venue owners and promoters, and these costs were adding up, even the cooking. So I was like, okay, if I could build something that could cut down on the costs and could cut down on the accommodation and the driving, and have like an option of doing a little pop-up show somewhere outreach, like say you came to Cork and you played in the bars or whatever, there'd be an option where you could go over to Bear Island in the summer and put on a show. And I'm going to try and build a bigger van, if I can get a Luton, I will, and convert it as best I can. And then hopefully the musicians can then take that on tour on a reasonable price so that they can afford to go on tour.
That was Áine Duffy there, a singer from Cork, about her solution to touring within Ireland. Now, Mark Graham is a music lecturer at South East Technical University. He also toured with the group King Kong Company for 10 years. He says touring is absolutely becoming less viable for musicians within Ireland and abroad. He told me why exactly that's become the case.
Probably the most obvious one is that, like every self-employed SME owner in the country, musicians who are self-employed are facing the same rising costs. The cost of living has gone up and the cost of running a business has gone up with that. And I think it's good to look at musicians in that way, you know, that they are an SME, they pay tax, they invest in stock, they keep a vehicle on the road, they rent or own a space that they pay rents on, and they pay a whole team of people who work with them in that endeavour.
What are the factors that have led to this in particular, where artists are maybe finding it prohibitive to go on tour now?
I think that it's not a new problem, but it's become exacerbated in the last few years. Like this, it was accentuated particularly after the COVID restrictions were relaxed, because in that period, 21 into 22, a lot of the concerts and gigs that were cancelled were rescheduled. So you had this glut of concerts in that kind of 1.5 year period. And what it led to was people only have a certain amount of disposable income to spend on gigs, and the demands on that that disposable income are increasing, and they just don't have enough money to go to all the gigs that are on or the gigs that they'd like to go on. And as a result of that, with spiraling costs, there also came this drop in the amount of tickets that were being sold, particularly in the last 2 year period. You're looking at some ticket sales dropping off, where stadium gigs demand are going up. We can see that in relation to Taylor Swift and Oasis. Those stadium gigs are eating into the disposable income, and ticket sales in other areas for middle and lower tier acts, those ticket sales are dropping off. But I think that the problems that were evident before that 2 year period and how musicians differ from other self-employed SME owners is that they already don't get paid fairly for the product that they produce. So they've taken a hit in relation to that. And by the product they produce, I mean music. In 2023, the UK government inquiry into the economics of streaming found that the streaming system is not working for artists and it needs to be completely overhauled. That was the recommendation. The other thing that has accentuated these problems is that the live music sector is controlled by an oligopoly. And at the moment in America, the US Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment, accusing them of running an illegal monopoly over live events in America. And that's having an impact on the sector as well, because those companies have become adept at extracting the maximum amount of money from artists who are playing in their venues and who are working with them.
And are many artists touring less now, or having to think about giving up touring because it's costing them money to go on the road?
Yeah, one of the statistics that just came out there last week is from the Music Venue Trust in the UK. And they estimated that artists are playing 50% less shows than they would have, say, 30 years ago. An artist touring in 1994 might have done 22 shows on a UK tour, and now they're doing an average of 11 shows on a UK tour.
That's a shocking statistic, isn't it? That's Mark Graham there. And of course, all of this has an impact on consumers too, Una.
It does, Cormac. So Mark pointed out as well that as revenue's going up for stadium gigs, the smaller incubation places, that means smaller venues, are closing down. So emerging artists have fewer opportunities to actually get out and gig. And Mark Graham says over time, this will impact the amount of music that we all have to choose from. Now, I was also speaking to Jackie Comby from the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. They were formed during during the pandemic, and they've since been involved in advocating for the sector. He says the music industry in Ireland has been totally devalued, and he's calling for a national music strategy. He says the industry can be quite scattered in Ireland, and he wants the Minister for Arts to drive a strategy to get people together and have some kind of plan to make the industry viable. Now, the government, of course, does already provide funding for the arts, for example, bursaries that are available through the Arts Council or the Basic Income Scheme for Artists. However, Jackie says given the tough times with the cost of touring and little money reaching musicians since the advent of streaming, that's not enough. Now, we all know, of course, most sectors want more supports. We saw this week, for example, the hospitality sector out in force. And many people would want to see public money being invested in things like health and education. So given all those demands on the public purse, I asked Jackie why the government should help fund musicians. And here's what he said.
What is our national symbol? It's the heart. Everything about Ireland, the tourism and that, the one main thing is people come into this country and they want to hear either traditional music or, you know, country music or rock, pop music, whatever. Ireland has always been known for its musicians and for its artists and great songwriters and all that. So that is being pushed out by government abroad, in, you know, in the tourism end of it. It is a major selling factor for Ireland, and it's a major employment factor for Ireland as well.
That's Jackie Conboy from the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland finishing Una Kelly's report.